Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. They making noise. Start up.
Episode 279 of the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
It's not a great number.
No, it's an odd number, first of all.
It's not, and it's only on, it's like 280 Eve, but even 280 is not exciting.
Wow. Is that how we're going to finish the year at 279? Just leave people
wanting
for more.
No, we should be finishing around 280, 281 maybe.
No, I doubt that. We're going to get
there. Well, 280. We might get to 280. We'll see how, you know, unless you're jetting off to Costa Rica again.
No Costa Rica. Uh-uh. I do have a trip to Miami that I got to take.
Of course you do.
You know. But
you're going for a good cause, though. You're going to...
The Jingle Ball. The Y100 Jingle Ball.
Y100's Jingle Ball.
Which, by the way, was very excited for. I mean, it's all artists that I grew up with. Like, you know. Like
Cher?
Like, no. That was New York. But Nicki Minaj. And
you didn't grow up with Nicki Minaj.
Yes, I did.
Really? When you were like 7 years old in Brooklyn, you were listening to Nicki Minaj. She wasn't born when you were growing up.
She was in the late 2000s.
When did you grow up, exactly? I don't remember either one of us growing up officially.
Well, wait, what do you consider grown up?
Okay, you didn't say, you said,
in my 20s. You
said, I listened to her growing up. In your 20s? What? Dude, Matchbox 20 was after that.
No, okay, hold on.
Pump up the jam is what you grew up in the 90s.
I was born in 74.
I know.
So if I grew up with somebody in 2004, like Usher, for instance.
You did not, when you were 30.
30? I feel like I'm still growing up at 30.
No, you're not growing up. You're maturing. You're not growing up. You said, I grew up with Nicki Minaj. Can you get a clip of that and play that tomorrow morning on the morning show and see what they say?
Ludacris also playing, grew up
you
with
did not, you did. You grew up, first of all.
Shaggy.
You were 12 when the Beastie Boys big album came out, right? License to Ill.
Right.
You were 12. You want to say you grew up around when the Beastie Boys were, okay.
Shaggy.
Shaggy was the late 90s, early 2000s.
90s.
You were 25.
Shaggy came out like the mid 90s.
Okay. Shaggy. I was 20. Mr. Lover.
I was like 20 years old. 21 years old. So do you consider yourself still growing in your 20s?
No. Growing and maturing is not the same as growing up.
So what is the, so if we have to define what growing up is, what is the years? What are the formative?
22 is maybe the top. of saying I'm growing up. Like once you're 22, you're like you're not growing up anymore.
At a real job.
You maybe graduated college.
Yeah, but it's all relative, right? It's perspective.
You're aging. You're maturing, but you just say, "Oh, I go." Listen, okay, let me ask you this, Gary. Let's say I know I'm going to be off with the numbers, but let's say you lived in Brooklyn from 0 to 25, right? You moved out at 25,
right?
Okay. If you moved at 25 to New Jersey,
yes.
Okay, and then lived in New Jersey from 25 until now.
Correct.
Would you say you grew up in New Jersey? No.
No, but it's relative and it's perspective.
No, your relatives are in Brooklyn. You grew up in Brooklyn.
If I'm 49 and I'm looking back at my I'm looking back at my 20s.
Yeah.
I could say that after all this time has passed, I grew up. I'm growing up in my 20s to certain music.
Oh, uh-huh.
Because you're still growing up. From someone who's 49 years old, you can look back and say that. You can't look at 30, you can't look back and say, I grew up listening to this music in my 20s. But from 50, you could say it qualifies as growing up.
Scary, you were 35 years old when Nicki Minaj had her first single. You were 35 years old.
What year is that?
2009. You can't do the math?
Yeah. I didn't know what year it was, 2009.
Well, you could still do the math and know how old you are at 35. It ends in a 9. Born in a 4. I added 5. That's 9.
Okay.
You were 35 years old. Oh, Nicki, I grew up listening to you. Go ahead. Next time she's up in the studio, you tell her that. And she smacks you in the face. Well, she's going to say you look like shit for a 30-year-old.
I really think it's perspective. I don't know.
It's not, but you can't say I mentally.
So
mentally,
if you're saying I grew up, the whole growing up part
is 0 to 12 is like where you say you grew up.
No.
If you move at 12 to another town, you still say, "Oh, I grew up in the first town."
But you're still growing. You're a teenager. You're still growing up.
Until you die, you're growing. You're aging.
No, but you're growing up as a teenager too.
Okay, but at 35. How much taller did you get it from 34
maybe
to 35?
35 is a little exaggeration, but
a little exaggeration. You're off by 15 years minimum.
But in my 20s,
yeah,
I'm still growing. I still think 20s is growing up.
Okay.
Because people have a lot of growing up to do in their 20s. I mean, let's face it. People still fuck up. They're not financially secure. They don't know what they want to do for a living. A lot of people are not married yet or with kids. So in your 20s, you're still growing up. You've got to be growing up in your 20s. You got to give me that. Right?
Your last year in your 20s was 2003. Here are the biggest artists of 2023. Evanescence, Black Eyed Peas, Outkast, B2K, Good Charlotte, Tattoo, Linkin Park, Nickelback, again, Matchbox 20.
I grew up listening to all those.
Carlos Santana, Three Doors Down, Simple Plan, No Doubt.
Yeah.
The Ataris.
I grew up listening
to... This is the end of your 20s. All American Rejects, Bowling for Soup, TLC, were alive.
I grew up listening. I can say I grew up listening to all those artists.
You finished growing up around the time those artists were big. And then you know what happened 6 years later? Nicki Minaj. And you didn't grow up listening to one song by Nicki Minaj. So you're so...
I grew up listening to Britney Spears.
Oh, come on. You were 28, 24.
Yeah. That's growing up.
Okay, that's still cusp. It's cusp, man. It's like right on the tail end of, you know, you were 24 when Hit Me Baby One More Time came out. That's the year I met you. Oh, and by the way, I found some of your jock cards. I was cleaning up my basement.
What did you do
with them? Your 1998 jock cards. And for some reason, they're written out like to Kelly and other people. You signed them and then somehow I ended up with them.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll post them if you want. I'm going to post them at some point on Instagram this week.
Which headshot is it?
It's the one where your head is like 3 inches wide. Like you were really thin and long. It's the green jock card.
Isn't that how you prefer them, thin and long?
No. No, well, I do not prefer them.
Yeah,
I like them round and full.
So anyway, all right, great. So yeah, so you could say that.
I wouldn't say that.
You could
make a stretch and say you grew up. No,
I think growing up, I think being in your 20s is growing up. I'm going to stand by that.
Okay. All right. Then Britney Spears, but not Nicki Minaj. Come on now. That's like saying, I grew up on Eagle Eye Cherry. Come on. That's ridiculous. Even like, I couldn't get away with any of those bands.
Okay.
I know who I grew up on.
Okay. All right.
But Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
Please bring that up on the morning show.
Okay. You watch. What qualifies as growing up?
Yeah. Make that a topic on the morning show.
Anyway, I'm looking forward
to this episode.
I'm looking forward to seeing Shaggy, who I grew up with.
You grew up with Shaggy.
Flo Rida.
Oh, come on. Flo Rida was 2004, 5, 6?
7.
Right. So all you right. didn't grow up with Flo Rida.
All right. All right. I'm exaggerating.
Okay. All right. You know what? Hit a jingle that you grew up with.
Yeah. Brooklyn Bars Podcast
with Skeery and Brody. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Let me ask you a question. Should marketing of food be offensive?
No.
Right. It should make you feel good about yourself.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a little upset with a very big brand name. I know they're a big sponsor of the morning show, so I'm not going to say anything too negative because I love them. If you saw a package of food, right, of a snack, and you looked at it and you were like, that's kind of small. I'll eat that in like 3 seconds.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah. Yeah. But then if you saw one you thought was the right size, you're like, oh, that would be good for me, right? You'd be like, oh,
correct.
I'm going to get that size.
Yes.
What if you were looking for M&Ms?
Yeah.
And you're in Target and you buy the cash register and you see a package of M&Ms and you're like, oh, that's a good size for me. I got a car ride home from Target. That's perfect size. Be like, I get that. Maybe you finish it. Maybe you don't. Most likely you finish it. It's M&Ms one after the other. Boom, boom, boom.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, let me get the exact wordage. I wrote it down. What if it said Skeery on the bag, big letters, share size, S-H-A-R-E, share size.
Share size? That means if I eat the whole thing, I'm a fat pig.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like a glutton.
This is you and your friend, you and your spouse, you and your girlfriend or boyfriend. You can get this size, but you're looking at it going...
No.
It's like when you order Chinese food, right? You order just for yourself. A delivery guy comes and has four plates and four forks. And you're like, this person thinks I ordered for four people, but I only ordered for myself. I can't buy the share size now because now I'm thinking,
yeah,
I have to eat this in two halves.
Well, that's the problem. Yeah, I will say that I've seen that
on packaging before, and I feel awful. I feel awful if I buy the share size just for me.
I'm like, they should call it fat fuck size. That's what they should say. Hey, you fat fuck, would you like some M&Ms? This is your size. You overeating slob. That's what you say in the fine print. Slob size. That's what you say. Because you're telling me this is made for... Now, it doesn't even say share with one person, Scary. It says share. Like with all your coworkers.
Share, right. Share with everyone in your class. If you look at how many servings are in the container, it'll say four.
And I'm thinking, it's one.
Nope. One person ate for four people. Now, I have the problem with my with the Kind bars. Kind bars came out with these 100 calorie specials. You know, the ones with the they're
are they
thin.
The size of a Hershey's Kiss?
They are the same length, but half the width.
Oh, like a Slim Jim.
It's like a thin version of its kind. You know how the thickness of a Kind bar?
Yeah. So it's not healthier. It's just less.
But they made it seem like it's healthier because there's less sugar. There's less calories.
Half the sugars.
Of course.
Half the calories
and
of the regular
what?
Kind
half
bar.
Half the Kind bar.
Right.
But I tricked myself into thinking, I'm going to eat one of these. I'm going to have this Kind bar and it's going to satisfy me. But Brody, what happens when I...
You're hungry, you have to eat a second one.
I eat two.
Right.
So who's fooling who here?
The only thing... Well, here's what...
I end up eating two. Disgusting.
It mentally keeps you from having two full Kind bars because you might have one Kind bar and then have a second. So like if let's say you go to a party, like a kid's party, and they have pizza and they cut the pizza up. Usually instead of 8 slices, they cut it to 16 slices.
Yes.
So at that point, I'm like, you lose track. You just stop. You keep eating the half slices because you're like, oh, it's just another half slice.
It's just another half slice.
Then you're like, you've had so many half slices, you've lost count. You're like,
you actually wind
okay.
up eating more than you would have had you had a couple
because
of full slices.
You can monitor two slices. You put two slices on your plate, you eat them, you're done. You put a couple of halves on your, and you're like, well, I can't take four halves. I'll look like a gavone. So I'll take two or three. And then you're like, I'll just have another half. So you have another half. You're like, just have another half.
Yeah.
It's all dangerous.
Yeah.
But I feel like anything that says share size, like if it says, okay, if you buy cereal, it says family size, that's fine because you're not eating the whole box of cereal in one sitting. It's family size. Now, I don't know why it means you can't eat it by yourself over a longer period of time. They should just call it, like if you're alone, you live alone, they should call it last longer size. Right?
You're right.
Why are you making me feel bad if I live alone?
Yeah. Well,
and what if I'm the only person in my family that eats chocolate Rice Krispies, Cocoa Krispies, or whatever? Then it's like, oh, you fat bastard. You're going to eat this food.
You eat the whole thing a lot, right?
In the time it would take a whole family to eat it.
Yeah. Speaking of eating or lack thereof, yesterday
did we ever speak of a lack thereof?
Well,
when
did we ever? I'll tell you what there, David.
Hey, remember that episode of the Brooklyn Boys where they spoke about not eating?
Well, I'll say one thing. Yesterday, we had our Elvis Duran show holiday party. It was at Tao.
Oh, hold on.
Yep.
Hold on.
I'm just checking my
email for the invite. Hold on. Nope. Must have gone into spam. I'll check it later.
Yes,
you were at Tao.
There were no honorary members there. There was no special guests or anything like that. But yeah, you're right. Your invite must have gotten lost.
Must have gotten lost. It happens, you know.
But yes, somewhere around between for the table and entree.
Yeah.
I lost my appetite.
What?
They couldn't believe it. I stopped eating. I hit a wall.
How big was the table that you ordered for the table?
I didn't order an entree. Did not order an entree. Everyone was eating and they're all looking at me. They're like, Scary, what did you get? I'm like, nothing. And they're like, what? I said, I didn't order anything. Like, that can't be. And I'm like, oh, no, it could be. Because earlier in the morning, we had our friend
Chef. You weighed yourself.
Our friend Chef, that would have been really depressing. Chef Admir, who used to be at Ben and Jack's Steakhouse for like 20 years.
Oh, I remember Chef Admir.
He opened up his own restaurant called One Rare Italian Steakhouse up in Scarsdale.
I'll tell you, an Italian guy who doesn't order an entree when the boss is paying for it is One Rare Italian.
Exactly. He showed up in the morning, fully armed, with ribeye.
Ribeye,
porterhouse steaks, cream corn, chicken parm sandwiches, mac and cheese, full lobsters, king crab, shrimp, you name it. He had a feast for us. So at 7 o'clock in the morning of our holiday party, I'm like, what? That I ate like an animal because that's, I mean, it doesn't get better than steak and seafood for me.
Chicken parm and cream corn. Oh.
And yeah, oh. All of it. Cream spinach, all of it. So
did
here's the best.
Did you put lobster on top of your chicken parm?
The point is,
oh,
we ate like animals.
Oh.
The whole show. And then we go to Tao. And then.
That's poor planning.
I know. Then at Tao, just a few hours later, the appetizers are rolling out. I didn't order anything. The appetizers just showed up.
Someone else ordered for the table?
Yeah, Elvis. And I'm eating pot stickers and spring rolls and all kinds of Asian fusion stuff.
Yeah.
Chicken satay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then, so that happens. And then Elvis orders sushi for the table. So there were these giant sushi platters. So I'm picking at the sushi platters and I'm like full beyond full. I'm like, oh my God, I've already eaten 2.5 meals and it's not even 1 o'clock. And I just, when the waiter came around and said, what would you like for your entree? And everybody's saying, I'll have the orange chicken. I'll have the beef and broccoli. I'm like, yeah. I don't want anything.
Dude, you order something, you take it home. What are you doing?
That's the Brody way, isn't it?
You order something and go, oh, you know what? I'm so full. I hate to waste it. I'll take it home.
See, but my mind doesn't think that way.
But that's why you have no Tao for dinner tonight.
Well, so you mean to tell me if I wasn't hungry, which I wasn't, right? Mm-hmm. Then Elvis, that I should order because it's on Elvis's dime and he's paying.
No, not because it's on Elvis's dime.
Well, that's what you're pretty much saying.
I would have slowed down on the appetizers a little and then left myself with at least mentally 15% of entree.
Yeah, but
then you can take it home.
No, because to me, I was so far full that I was like, I'm done. And when they came around with the entree order, I wasn't hungry at all. So I said, I'm not going to order anything. And now I'm thinking, you would have done, you if you were in the same boat as me.
Am I wearing cargo pants? This is important.
Why? To see if you could stash the chicken parm in your pocket?
Get some sushi pockets.
Sushi pockets?
Yeah.
You think?
What did you take home from breakfast?
Nothing. I didn't take anything.
So all that food sat there?
Oh, yeah. There was a feast afterwards. People were eating food like crazy. The steaks.
Oh, you know what I would have done if I was there?
You would have done
I would have said,
all of the above.
My boy Scary's not here. I'm going to bring him home some.
Oh, is that how that works?
That's how it would have
worked. Would that have counted as your steak dinner?
If you brought me home steak?
Yeah.
No, but it would have meant that if you ever take me to steak dinner, I'd order one less side dish.
But I just can't believe that here we are at a holiday party and it's time to order the entrees and you, even if you were full, would order the entree knowing you're going to take it home.
Well, here's the quandary. If I was throwing the party, let's say, Brody mentally would say to you, Skeery, you're not hungry? Order something, take it home. Brody, the guy paying for the meal, would not have said that. See, I'm torn.
Yeah, but...
But I know Elvis. I'm not looking to spend Elvis's money. Elvis is generous.
Right.
Elvis wants people to be happy. Elvis enjoys having money because he enjoys being able to spend it on the people he loves. He loves you. And if it made you happy to take home a little orange chicken...
But it didn't. It didn't affect me either way. So the way I see it is like, look, I'm a guest at this party.
Absolutely.
The food is for now. It's not for later. Elvis offered to pay for lunch, not for dinner. And so here we are.
Oh, this was lunch at Tao.
It was a lunch. Yeah. So
did anyone that ordered an entree
take it home?
Yeah. Or eat less than the full amount.
I don't know. I don't think anyone really took anything home.
But did everybody finish the entrees?
No, they left it there too. Yeah, a lot of people couldn't get through it.
Okay, so what's worse? Ordering it and eating 10% of it or ordering it and bringing it home and enjoying it, those people wasted food. They left it there, right? They didn't take it home.
But we're talking about two totally different things. I'm saying going into the entree portion, I'm not hungry.
But those people knew they were full. They all ordered. You just told me they barely ate their entrees. And what'd they do? Did they take them home and not waste Elvis's money? No, they left it. They left it. They're like, oh, I can't take leftovers home.
I would have
tinfoil in my coat pocket.
I feel dirty knowing I'm not going to touch the plate and going to wrap the whole thing up. Well,
nobody else felt dirty knowing they weren't going to finish. They took a bite and they were like, I'm full.
All right.
But you know what? You're fortunate that Elvis is generous when it comes to meals and holiday parties. Even though the companies has not always been able to do that for people, that he always does that, that's a great thing.
He's the best.
Still would have taken the entree, though.
He's the best.
He is.
And he gave us all Christmas gifts.
Well, that was always the nice part, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
You could have left that part of the story out, though.
Oh, what?
Made me feel bad with the chicken parm and the cream corn and prime ribs and and you're like, oh, he gave us all, a little something, something.
Oh, something, something.
I assume that. Oh, again, I will remind everyone, he's a generous man.
He's the best boss ever.
He's a generous man.
Really is. So,
but why do you always say such bad things about him?
What are you talking about? I never said shit about him. I will go on the record and say that.
Hey, changing the subject for a minute. Last episode, I said I wanted to tell you how the bar mitzvah I went to saved me $550.
The bar mitzvah?
Remember, okay. I said I went to a bar mitzvah and I said, I canceled my plans.
Yes.
To go to this bar, but I never said what my plans were. Did I?
No.
I had tickets to my favorite band's last ever concert performance at Madison Square Garden.
You're talking
in New
about
York.
Kiss.
Yes. I had the option to buy a ticket to see Kiss.
Okay.
For $550.
Ooh.
That's not a scalper. That was a direct purchase.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, purchase. Those are expensive tickets.
That's how much the ticket was.
And you paid for this?
So, nope. No. A friend of mine, we agreed we were going to buy two tickets.
Right.
He got the tickets. And then about a month and a half ago, I realized that the bar mitzvah I had said yes to. Well, no, let me rephrase that. About 3 weeks ago, I realized it was the same date as the Kiss concert. But I can't not go to my cousin's kid's bar mitzvah because, number one, I want to see my family. Number two, they've already paid for it. Like, I can't stiff them on that. And so I didn't go. But in retrospect, as much as I wanted to be there for a monumental historic event, it was on pay-per-view and now it's on YouTube for free. And I've watched it. It was an amazing show. So my friend got the tickets for both of us. He got them, from the box office, regular price, whatever, the price and fees and everything. It was about $550. Maybe it was all the fees. It was a little more. So I was going to, not that I have the money, not that it's crazy to spend that kind of money. I always make fun of you for doing it. But I feel like this is a group I grew up with, Scary. Legitimately grew up with. Okay. I bought the first Kiss albums I got. I was.
Was that the 60s?
No, douche. I'm only a few years older than you.
Right. Okay. Anyway, so what about it? So
I was
so
nine.
You saved yourself 500.
Would you say that's growing up with a band when you're nine?
All right. Shut up, you smart ass. Right. So you're saying.
So I went to the bar mitzvah. I had a good time, except when my cousin told me I'm not in the family fantasy football league.
I'm sure you took home leftovers, so you got that box check. So you had lunch for the next afternoon because they had
paid a candy table with bags. You could take home candy.
Okay.
I did take home some Reese's peanut butter cups. I will admit to that. Maybe some Swedish fish. Nobody can sue me for that. Everybody would do the same thing. They had bags to take stuff
home. Okay.
But this bar mitzvah, in retrospect, it cost me a little money for a gift. That's fine. He's worth it. Good kid. I saved myself a lot of money. That if I went, I would have enjoyed myself and not thought about the money. But now that I didn't go, I still have that money. Well, I don't have the money, but I didn't spend it. So I feel like I saved money. So that's what I did. But I will tell you, I almost spent a lot more money this week with a Scamboni. Do you have the Scamboni jingle?
Scamboni.
Yeah, we know. Okay. So I'm in my Amazon app last night and I need to pick up some dog treats and some, what did I buy last night? No, it's just dog treats.
Okay.
So I get two bags of dog treats for my dogs.
Yeah.
And I go to my cart and it says three things. Now, sometimes you have something in your cart from the last time you used the app and you just hit like save for later. This way, it's something you want, but you're not ready to buy yet. I look at my cart and it says, bacon and cheese flavor dog treats. And what's the other one? Chicken dog treats. And then the third thing, it says, Alexa picked out.
Oh, boy.
$159 iRobot vacuum cleaner. iRobot Roomba 692 Roomba vacuum.
What?
It's on sale. And I've never seen this before. Slices. This is your chance to leave a talk back for slice time. Go to your iHeartRadio app. If you're not already listening on the iHeartRadio app, hit that talk back feature and leave us a message. When did Amazon slip something into your cart? And what was it? How expensive was it?
Whoa. I don't think I've ever experienced this. So Amazon actually slips things into the cart.
It says Alexa has chosen this for you personally.
Must be nice. Does Alexa earn a living? Is Alexa
paying me for it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So had I hit the button that just says buy, complete the purchase, place order.
It would have been in the cart.
I wouldn't have been paying attention. I would have had a Roomba and two $6 bags of dog treats. They slipped in $159. It's like, remember when Apple Music slipped in, iTunes slipped in the U2 album all of a sudden, right? And people were pissed off, even though it was a good album.
And it was free.
Yeah. People got pissed off. Imagine how pissed off they'd be if that album was $159.
Oh my God. That's crazy, dude.
I'm crazy.
Is that the new Scamboni? Is this really or did you allow it to do that? There's gotta be protection against stuff like this.
I did not have a setting check.
There's
got to
be a setting that says
slip expensive shit into my. Look, if it had popped up and said, Alexa thinks you'd like this,
That's one thing. Oh, yeah. Well, I get suggestions all the time.
It's like Google. Google thinks you'd like this.
Yeah. Or, you know, you bought this. People who bought this might like this, and this.
You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. We just put something in your cart for $159. How do you like that?
It's fucked up.
That's what they did.
I can't believe it's in the cart.
I deleted it. I was like, remove. Even if for a second, I thought, you know what?
The default, the default should not be remove.
I didn't even know this was an option. I use the Amazon app, I would say, 10 times a week. I know you're saying, how could you do it? Because multiple times a day, I'm in the app. I'm searching. I'm looking for things that I need, looking for things I previously purchased I might be running out of.
Wow.
I spend a lot of money through Amazon. Love them. I return some of it. They're very
good. She's like a doting wife, spending your money.
That's not a thing. That's not a thing.
Not for anyway, you. I'm just saying.
I bought something for the kitchen and it wasn't the right size and I returned it and then they said, keep it, just keep it. We don't want it. It's more expensive to ship it back. Just keep it.
Yeah.
That I'm okay with.
Okay.
So if anyone would like to buy a 1/4-inch shelf clips, you know, feel free to hit me up. I got a bunch of them.
Is that where we're at?
Yeah. 1/4-inch shelf clips.
With the 1/4-inch shelf clips.
Yeah. That's the diameter of the hole is 1/4-inch. So
1/4-inch?
Yeah. 1/4-inch killer. So yeah, so Amazon, how about that? They slipped that in.
Son of a bitch.
Is there a chance, Scary, they could slip something in like that? You'd go, I kind of need that. You'd buy it.
Well, yeah. And that's exactly who they're targeting. Me. People like me. Because I'm like, you know what? Now that you made me think about it twice, it's in front of my face, I may want to buy it.
So you'd be like, you know what? I don't have a Roomba.
Yeah. Right.
I appreciate them knowing. Yeah. I'm going to buy that Roomba.
Yeah. This is like when I went to the mall the other day for a shirt for Jingle Ball.
Oh, a theory?
Well, it was a shirt at Nordstrom.
So A meaning Armani.
Like A meaning singular.
Okay.
Like I'm here for a shirt.
A shirt.
Guess what?
You got how many shirts?
Well, the woman said to me, and this is a similar thing.
She said, hi, how are you?
Of putting things in your cart.
Yeah.
She's definitely getting a commission because she said to me, oh, you like that shirt? Okay, let me set up a dressing room for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's always the first sign.
Yep.
Okay, here we go. So they now swoop. as I'm trying on the shirt.
Hold on. I thought you might like this as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of knocking on the door, I see a shirt come flying
over the top.
It went over the top.
Yeah.
She goes, hey, since you're trying that on, you might want to try on this. And I'm thinking of the app. I'm like, oh my God, this is the human version of the, hey, people who bought this might like this.
Now, so at any point while you were trying on the clothing, did she slip a Roomba under the door?
No, but I kid you not, Brody. She had me in there for 45 minutes.
Oh,
once she saw that I was taking the bait, she started bringing more shit. And she goes, you know, I have a great pair of jeans that match that shirt. Mm-hmm. Hold on, I'll be right back.
And you need a belt. How's your sock game?
Nope. Even worse.
Is this Nordstrom at Short Hills Mall?
Yes.
Okay, so whenever I would go to Jingle Ball, that was my go-to spot. I would go to the Nordstrom area, the men's section.
Ask for Lois.
Oh, I didn't have Lois, but whoever was there, there was one woman who got me like 3 years in a row. And I would say to her, hey, you got Jingle Ball coming up. Yeah, I got Jingle Ball. I got to buy an outfit. I need something, whatever, this kind of look, this kind of vibe. And she'd go, all right, well, here's a shirt and pants.
Yep.
And she's, I'm going to set you up in a dress. Same thing. And she'd go, let me set you up with that
dressing room.
Yeah. I may have something else. She said to me, I may have something else. Bullshit. Yeah. You have 9 more things you're going to show me.
Yeah.
But that's their job. And listen, if they're good at it, that's fine.
Well,
if they come in with like, you know, tank tops for me, then I know they don't know what they're talking
thousands
about.
Thousands of dollars later, they got me because they got me on an expensive pair of designer sneakers.
How many Kiss tickets did you spend?
Oh, God, dude, you have no idea. Well, I ended up,
more than 2 Kiss tickets?
I don't want to be the bougie asshole.
You don't want to be bougie. Listen, if there's one thing about Scary Jones that I know, he never wants to be known as the bougie part of this podcast.
I'm going to say one thing, okay? At 49 years old, I do not own, or up until last Friday, I did not own not one designer brand of sneaker, a luxury designer. You know how people, like for instance, You know all the luxury brands? The luxury brands?
You mean like the $2,000 sneakers?
The gym, you know, for the females, it would be like, you know, for the women's world, it would be the Manolo Blahniks, the Jimmy Choo's, and the high-end shit.
Yeah, the
like
Prada sneakers. Fendi, I've seen them in Nordstrom.
Gucci. Yeah. Well, she's like, you want to really shine on that Jingle Ball stage? I said,
no.
I do.
She played the Jingle Ball stage?
Yeah. She goes, I got the perfect pair of sneakers for you. And they're on sale. They're an Alexander McQueen sneaker.
Oh, so they, I don't, oh God.
And Brody.
What color were they? Alexander McQueen sneakers? What color
silver.
Were they?
They're silver. Silver and white and black. They're nice. They're like moon shoes. It's like an astronaut, shoes an astronaut would wear.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, they were a few hundred dollars. And that
a
was
few hundred?
That was after the sale, Brody. That was after the sale. So then she goes, oh, wait, aren't you doing Jingle Ball Philly too? I said, yeah. She goes, well, you may like these. Dude, it wouldn't stop. So at 49 years old.
Oh, she was just she was just growing up. You're just growing up at 49.
At my at 40.
Holy shit, scary.
At 49
Dude,
years.
I'm Googling these sneakers. There's a pair at Bergdorf Goodman, 60% off.
How much?
$316.
Wow, that's good. Actually, that's a good price for those.
Not the ones you bought, though, Home Slice.
But, so I.
Dude, nobody at Q102's Jingle Ball, Lamar, or Y100's right. Jingle Ball is going to remember what sneakers you
know,
wore.
I know, but it's a feel-good thing. So she tells me, she says, you're going to love these. And they were, what's the matter? You okay? You're right?
Oh, I just looked up a pair of blue, dark blue, and I'm okay, sweetheart. My dogs are coming in. Men's oversized sneaker in indigo, ice, and gray.
Let me see. Hold it up.
I don't know if you can see it on the, hold on. I got to get the angle. Hold on. With the light, it's hard to see it.
Well, let me see. I got my, okay, I can't see that. Anyway,
let's
regardless.
Just say it's almost two KISS tickets.
Well, I got my pair of Christian Louboutin shoes. I got red bottoms. Brody, never in my life have I ever owned a pair of sneakers that was more than like $90. And that's on the high end. You know, or these Nike ones, the Jordans, right? All that stuff.
Yeah.
I got my Yeezys. You know about the Yeezys?
Yeah, I know about the Yeezys. By the way, the Yeezys, go ahead. I'll wait for you to finish.
This was a splurge. In retrospect, did I need to buy both the Alexander McQueen and the Louboutins? No.
Oh, my God, no.
But I said, I'm not getting any younger. I'm fucking 49. I'm 49. And if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it now. And I fucking felt good about it. But just know that as bougie as I am, I'm very thrifty when it comes to sneakers and shoes. I don't really have many. So I treated myself. What do they say? Treat yourself, Brody. Repeat after me. Treat yourself.
I can't.
Treat
not
yourself.
I can't.
To a grape soda.
I can't.
To a grape soda.
Here, let me remind our the slices. I'm going to remind the slices.
Oh, my God.
Many years ago, Elvis took us to Saks Fifth Avenue.
Yep.
And bought all the men on the show pair of sneakers.
By the way, they all got drunk yesterday and almost did it. He almost did it again.
Oh, well, you didn't. So you couldn't come that day. You had an appearance and you didn't get your shoes.
No.
Elvis said, any shoes you want. And I found only one pair I liked. I'm being honest. And I walked away. I said, I'm not getting any shoes.
Right.
Like you did with no entree. And he said, Brody, you have to get shoes. I said, Elvis, I can't. Right.
So
I ended up, the pair I wanted was like the same price as these Alexander McQueens.
Of course.
And I didn't pay for them. He was gracious enough to buy them for me.
Yeah.
And I can't wear them anywhere but cruise ships because I'm afraid to scuff the bottoms.
Yeah.
So I wear them on carpeted cruise ships. I don't feel comfortable wearing them. But when I wear them, I mean, I feel like, wow, I'm wearing expensive shoes.
Well, you know, you could sell them. Price has probably gone up on them. I'm just saying. It's something that you would do.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Brody and Scary. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey, here's a word to the wise.
Okay.
Don't order Eggs Benedict.
When the restaurant's closing? And they're no longer serving breakfast?
No. No. To be delivered via Uber Eats or Seamless.
Why would you do that? Why don't you just order like a souffle that has to that's come out of the oven fresh?
Because they offered it. I feel like if a lot of times when restaurants have their menu, they have their in-house menu, and then they have their delivery menu. And a lot of stuff that's on the regular menu is not on the delivery menu because certain things don't travel well.
Correct.
So if you know an item doesn't travel well, you don't put it to be offered to be delivered.
Nah, they don't care.
Well, Robin and I woke up Sunday morning. We were having brunch. We were going to have some brunch. It was rainy. It was weird. It was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just order brunch in. We order from a restaurant, and Eggs Benedict was on the menu. Well, lo and behold, the pictures of the Eggs Benedict is just hilarious. I got scrambled, watery, runny, soggy, cold English muffin with white stuff all over the place.
Soggy, cold McMuffin.
The white from the egg was nowhere to be found, and it was just these little... And the eggs were like bunched up in the corner of the tray. Why the hell can't you get a tray, invest in your business, and get packaging that works for those items? The guys at the taco place, Gringo's, does it really well. They have these cool little triangle things that the taco fits right on top of, and then they cover it. And then when you get it, it's still intact. But you just can't use any old black to-go container. You know, the ones with the white lids and the black, those rectangular things, plastic. Because that stuff just sloshes all over the place. It's just haphazard and reckless. And I just want to... I'm not going to name the restaurant because I don't...
Name it.
No, I'm not going to name it. But it's fucked up. I got my money back. I sent pictures...
I feel like, you know what, when I go to the awful, destroyed food. When I go to a theme restaurant, right, whether it's Fridays or Red Robin or Applebee's, whatever, And I tell you, there was a problem with the service. You always said to me, well, you got to expect certain things when you go to certain restaurants. You're asking for trouble. You have no one to blame but yourself ordering Eggs Benedict to be brought from a restaurant with a guy throwing it in a sack in the back of his car, hitting speed bumps. It's in the same bag with somebody's cheeseburger you know, whatever.
But that's why.
And you expect it to, well, the hollandaise sauce is going to be whatever the hell's on. Oh,
it was a dumpster fire when I opened
up. Why don't you just order a souffle that came out of the oven and then it collapses on its way to your house? You're like, why did the souffle collapse?
Because in my mind, if these restaurants are offering it, that means they've figured out a solution to deliver it properly. And all I'm saying is
they figured out that people are going to buy it. That's what they figured out.
All I'm saying is just have the right packaging for it. That's all. You understand? All right. I rest my case on that.
I think you should have been like, dude, I can't order an Eggs Benedict. What if they didn't give you your money back? Would you have been upset?
Well, no. I took it out on Uber Eats. They gave me the money back.
Well, okay, but someone gave you the money back. What if nobody gave it? What if Uber Eats said, nobody told you to order that? Nah. You have to have an expectation.
It was destroyed in handling. It was destroyed in transit.
All right. Well, you can't order things that are that delicate then.
Right. Okay. I rest.
Speaking of messing up.
Yeah.
Do you have my Curb Your Enthusiasm music?
Of course.
Today, play a little clip of it because a lot of people play it or they see it on TikTok. They go, oh my God, I didn't realize. So, okay, you stop. That is the theme song to Curb Your Enthusiasm on HBO.
And Brody's rants.
And my rants, and thank you, because people call me the Larry David of this podcast.
You are Larry David.
HBO announced today, officially, after what, 12 seasons? 13th season coming up? Whatever it is. You don't have to tweet. Or X me, whatever the fuck. That it's the last season. That the next season will absolutely be the last season. In the last 3 or 4 years, it's been like, the last 3 or 4 years, they've said, we don't know. Maybe one more season. It might be the last season.
How many seasons have they had?
12, I think.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. But keep in mind, let me tell you the exact. I think it's 12, and then this would be the 13th season. The show started, I think, in 2000. So it's not like they do a show every year.
Right, because HBO. They release the season when they want to.
So in 24 years, there has been...
How many
11 seasons.
How many episodes?
120 episodes in 24 years.
Okay.
Okay? Because he takes a year or two off. He does. I don't know if I'm going to keep going.
Right.
You know, blah, blah, blah. So, by the way, I'm selling a bent rim on a car. Okay? A bent rim that I took off my Dodge Charger in 2011.
Okay.
And it fits every year, Dodge Charger, I think, from 2008 on. And so Dodge replaced it. But they told me I could keep the bent one. So I thought maybe I'd make a fun table out of it. It's a big 20-inch rim. I'd make a table out. I'd do something with it. It looked like a cool thing to have. And it's been sitting in my garage for 12 years.
Right.
So I finally put it on Facebook Marketplace, which, you know, I love. By the way, shout out Nemo. My boy bought a whole bunch of more stuff from me. Everything I post, he needs.
Nice.
So I put the rim up, and this guy, it says one rim.
Does he need an old pair of Yeezys?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. Does he need an Eggs Benedict? So I put up this rim, and it's got a dent in it, and I put up pictures with the dent, and it says bent rim.
Yeah.
Fix it or make a table out of it. Whatever you want. Yeah. One bent rim, this much money.
It's in the title, bent rim. I already know where this is going. I didn't even hear the story, and I know where this is going.
A new rim like this, because it's chrome, it's chrome clad, whatever. I'm not going to bore you non-car enthusiasts. New, the rim is like $300.
Rim?
Rim. You get a rim job, you can fix the dent. You get a rim job, how much a rim job is these days? Scary, how much do you charge for a rim job?
Okay, continue.
All right. So I put it up for like $75. Because that's like, you know, a seventh of what a new rim would cost, whatever they cost now. And if you want to fix it, if you have your own shop, you could fix it. You can get it fixed for like $50, $75. And for $150, you got a new rim, relatively new rim. This guy just DMs me and says, how much for one? How much for one? It says one rim. It's got a picture of one rim. One rim. How much for one? So I wrote him back. I only got one, man. So he writes back, Does it have any nicks, scratches, or bent parts?
You know, it's called bent rim.
It's called bent rim. That's what it is. It says bent rim. He wants to know if bent rim has any bents in it. If it's bent, is it bent anywhere?
Wow.
That's what he wrote. Yeah, I see. I'll read the whole conversation to you right now.
Here you go, pull sometimes it up right here. I think people create AI bots just to fuck with you.
No. No. He wrote, how much for one? I only have one. He wrote, it's good. Not a question mark, just it's good. So I wrote, I'm not sure what you mean. DOS, does it have cricks or bent? I assume he means cracks. Does it have cracks or bent? I said, look at the pictures, the description, and the title. And, you know, that's the deal. He wrote back, oh, okay. So, again, I'm going to get back to Curb Enthusiasm for us in a minute, but I wanted to also read this conversation I had this week with a woman who, admittedly, maybe our English isn't good. I don't know. I'm selling a piece of furniture. Let's just call it that. Selling a piece of furniture on Facebook Marketplace. And she writes, now I put up like 10 pictures. So you can see it from every angle. There's nothing left to chance here. When can I see it? So I wrote, what specifically do you want to see?
Oh, boy.
Right? Because I took pictures from every angle. Is there something I can take a picture of that you'd like to see to save you the trip? Otherwise, I got to move it into the garage so you can come see it. I'm not letting her in my house, in my living room. I don't know, some stranger. So she says, okay, thank you. And sends me a picture of my post with the piece of furniture.
Oh, boy.
So I write back, why are you sending me a picture of my listing? I wasn't asking you what piece of furniture you want to see. I was asking what you want to see about the furniture that isn't already in the pictures. She writes back, that is the furniture that is in your ad that I want you to buy.
All right, there's a language barrier here, clearly.
So I said, I don't want to buy it. You want to buy it. So I said,
Who's on first?
Right. I'm asking you, what is it you want to see about the item that you don't already see in the pictures? She said, that's correct. So I wrote back, you aren't understanding me. Can we stop doing this and see if we could figure out maybe tomorrow what you want, or maybe someone can help you with this, because I want you to be happy, but I don't know what you want. She writes back, have a good night. Buenas noches. So I assume she speaks Spanish, which is fine.
Once again, Brody, if you want to make the sale, use Google Translate and get into her language.
Now she speaks Spanish. I couldn't tell by her first name.
Okay,
Her last name, she doesn't have her last name.
As soon as she said Buenas noches, I'm like, you know what?
That was the last thing she wrote, was Buenas noches at the end.
Great. So now you follow up with all Spanish. Write
what
you see, what you say.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what I'm going to
move into her lane. You want to make the sale?
No.
You speak her language.
Speaking of sales, I'll get back to Curb Enthusiasm in a second, I promise. Speaking of sales, check out our merch store for the holidays. I know Hanukkah's almost over. For Christmas, brooklynboys.bigcartel.com. Scary, what's that website again?
That's brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
Yeah, that beanies, sound right.
Beanies are very in season right now. So
we have ornaments.
Ornaments.
For your Christmas tree or Hanukkah bush or...
Hanukkah bush. That sounds like a pornament.
I'd watch that. Oh, a pornament. Something that was discussed on the morning show that you just remembered?
No. You made that up?
I like that. A pornament. Ooh.
A Hanukkah bush. Pornament.
Right.
But
we've got ugly Christmas sweatshirts, ugly Christmas t-shirts.
Yeah. The perfect stocking.
Let's go, people.
Stocking stuffer.
We don't have stockings, though.
Although
I have to say, shout out to Matt. Did you get your gift from Matt?
I sure did. It's pickleball rackets.
We got Brooklyn Boys pickleball rackets and Brooklyn Boy. We got balls to go with the rackets.
They're beautiful quality pickleball
and
rackets.
And in a case. It came in a case.
I love it. With the balls.
I actually play pickleball. I'm excited to play with my pickleball, Brooklyn Boys pickleball rackets.
He sent me two sets. He sent me one from one with Brooklyn Boys, and then he sent one to the radio station that says iHeartRadio on it.
Oh, well, I can't.
See what he did there.
Yeah. Well, that's very smart of him.
He's very
cool. So if you'd like pickleball rackets with your company's logo, go to our website, brooklynboys.bigcartel.com, and hit up Matt through
EMKAY
Productions.
Yeah. He's the best.
Yeah. So anyway. It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
All right, you hit a commercial break. So now what I was going to say was, I need you to have my Curb Your Enthusiasm
ready.
But after this last season, it will become officially just our music, unofficially. I'm gonna end this podcast on a note. You got anything you want to slip in, Scary, before I tell you?
Slip it in? Well, congratulations to anybody who wants to make free use of Steamboat Willie. It went into public domain, or it goes into public domain this coming year.
Oh, you ever get that? You ever have a girl do that for you, Scary? Give you a little
Steamboat Willie?
Yeah.
No, but I guess trademarks on anything in America run out in 95 years. It used to be 77, and then they kept extending the rule. They called it the Mickey Mouse Protection Act because they kept lobbying for longer, but that's as far as they will go, is 95 years. So 95 years, and then whatever it is public domain. That means,
now keep in mind, Steamboat Willie is not Mickey Mouse.
Right. So the Steamboat Willie will come into free usage for the public, right. Meaning Disney doesn't own it anymore. Well, they can't own it.
Let me rephrase. But right now, Disney fans and Mickey Mouse fans are going crazy. Steamboat Willie was, the first animation.
1928.
With Mickey Mouse.
Correct.
Mickey Mouse is in it playing Steamboat Willie driving a steamboat.
Yes.
But it's not what Mickey Mouse looks like now.
Right, which
you
means
you still can't use Mickey Mouse's current look.
Correct. But
for some reason you want a 100-year-old Mickey Mouse on something, or you want to sell merchandise, I guess now you can.
Yeah.
Legally, although people would steal
that. We can. The Brooklyn Boys can do that.
Yeah, we can have Steamboat Willie Brooklyn Boys at brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
We can have the logo, and they cannot, it's not a copyright infringement. But starting next, have
Steamboat Willie on a shirt wearing a Brooklyn Boys shirt.
I love that.
Playing pickleball.
Because it'll be 95 years old. Playing pickleball?
Yeah, with the Brooklyn Boys rackets. Anyway.
How about a Cleveland Steamboat Willie?
Oh, boom, 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 boom.
I'm sorry. All right, as you were.
So, my wife and I have lived in this house for a long time. And you may have been paying attention. I've been selling a lot of furniture and different things. And we are contemplating selling the house. Kids are all in college.
Empty nesters.
Yeah, something like that. And the market's really good. So we had a staging expert come in and give you hints on how to better sell your house. what you could do to the house to make it more presentable, more sellable.
Wow.
And so, they must have, it was like,
they must have had a lot of work to
change
do.
The, shut up. Change the carpeting in this room. That's why you don't come here. Then what you come?
Big task ahead of them when they
shut up, man. Shut my house is fine.
The Brody house.
So, like, we had one room with blue walls. Like, nobody wants a house with blue walls. You got to change that. And another room, we had medium red walls. Like, that's very 2009. That's very Nicki Minaj 2009. Back when Scary was growing up. Well, got to update the house.
So 2000 and late.
Yeah. So they pick out a color. And I think it was Shoreline Gray, which is made by Benjamin Moore. Now, Benjamin Moore is a really good paint. And there are differences in paints. I'm not going to debate that.
I prefer the Aura collection of Benjamin Moore, but go ahead.
Or how about some Benjamin Moore? Or, yeah. So I'm not going to spend $60 a gallon on paint for a house I'm going to sell. What you want to do is just cover up the old paint. You assume that someone's coming in, they're going to want their own colors. So you paint a neutral color.
Sure.
Shoreline by Benjamin Moore is a nice light gray, a little bit of white, very relaxing color, very neutral. Okay. She says, just buy that paint and put it in all the rooms I told you to repaint and you'll be fine. So I have a painter that a guy that I'm very happy with named Danny. And Danny speaks English much better than that woman who wants to buy the furniture, doesn't speak well. Danny speaks okay, you know. Good guy. And he's, you know, I communicate with him easily. That's part of the story of why I'm bringing it up. So I say, let's go to the home improvement store and we'll go get some paint. He's all right. Yeah. Well, let's go tomorrow. I said, great. He's going to bring his truck, take all the supplies. I got to buy floorboards. I'm putting down new flooring in one of the rooms and I got to buy, you know, whatever we needed. We're going to the home improvement store.
Okay.
And we're going to buy the stuff.
Sure.
Rather than spend, you know, $60 a gallon or whatever on the paint, I said, let's go to the home improvement store. They do paint matching. You tell them the color and they're able to match the paint with their brand of paint. So we go there and there's a guy working behind the counter and I'm there to buy paint and flooring, some other supplies. But then I got to rush home because someone's coming to my house to buy a couch in our guest room that we're getting rid of. So I'm like, well, I got an hour before they show up. Well, it turns out about 45 minutes into me being at the home improvement store, they text and say, we'll be there earlier than we thought. That we thought we'd have traffic, but we're going to be there a little earlier. So I tell the paint guy, I need, what's the cheapest paint you sell that I can convert into Shoreline by Benjamin Moore?
Bear.
Scary.
Yes. I'm guessing. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not telling you what home improvement store I was at.
Oh, I don't even know. Well, they paint is paint.
Okay. So they have their name brand paint.
Okay.
Which may or may not be Bear.
Okay.
Okay. And then they have Glidden. Glidden is a lower end paint.
Glidden.
Hold on. It's paint, Scary. You don't know shit about paint.
Yes, I do. I know Benjamin Moore is the premier paint.
Okay.
I had to paint these walls once.
A thing or two about a thing or two.
I hired somebody to paint these walls.
Yes, I know you did. So
with
I
the Aura collection of Benjamin Moore, the top very line.
Nice, very nice. So I say to the guy, I need Shoreline by Benjamin Moore. I think it's code 1470 or 1407, something like that. I give him and I have it on my phone. I show him on my phone a screenshot. Now, he's not matching the color on my phone before you guys get all upset because colors on the phones are always different. I'm just showing him the color. It's light gray and the Benjamin Moore code. And I say, what's the cheapest paint I can use to match? He says, you can use the Glidden. It's $16.99 a gallon. I go, that's great. I need 5 gallons of that. And I need 5 gallons of the white, whatever.
Right.
I said, good. I said, you know what? I'm buying flooring. My guy, Danny here, just make the paint. He looks it up in the computer. Click, click, click. Yep. 1407 Shoreline, Benjamin Moore. Got it. I said, great. When the paint's done, just give it to my guy, Danny. And I'll meet him up front and take care of it. I'm going to buy flooring now. Okay. No problem. So we get the 5 gallons of paint. Now, keep in mind, I've been to this place. They know me. I know everybody who works there. I'm there all the time. I've matched many gallons of paint there. And when they match the paint, they put a little dab on the top of the cap so you can see what it looks like. So Danny picks up the paint, throws it in his truck. So I don't see the paint. And I get the wood floor, right? I pay for everything, but I don't look at the paint. Danny puts it in the truck and I give him the floor, the vinyl flooring. He goes, all right, I'll be back in the morning to paint with my guys. Great. Okay. So 10 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, they show up. I said, go upstairs. They're painting upstairs hallway. Well, it's one of the things they're painting. And I go, all right, I let them upstairs. I put the gates up so dogs don't go upstairs. And I go, you know what? Let me see what it looks like. We've had those walls, that color for so long. I want to see what it looks like with this new color. And I go up there and the walls are black.
What?
The walls are so dark gray, scary. They're black.
What?
So I go, whoa. What are you doing? Is this some kind of primer? What is this? No, this is the paint. What? What do you mean that's the paint? It's supposed to be light gray. So now look, the two guys who work for Danny don't speak English as well as Danny does, right? And Danny's like 60%, 70%. So they're like, that's the paint. They go, what do you mean that's the paint? Now, they didn't know what color I wanted. They knew Danny gave them the paint.
Danny gave them the paint. Did they fuck up at the store?
So I go, whoa, stop. So I go, maybe it's one can. Maybe they gave us one can wrong. So I open up all five cans. They're all black. They're all dark gray.
Dude, that's crazy.
So I go, okay. The guys, just stop what you're doing. And I'm paying them, right? So I go, stop. Go get lunch. They've already been working like an hour and a half. They've done the trim. Okay. So I get the paint. I go back to Home Depot. And as fate would have it, the same guy's behind the counter.
Yeah.
But I don't go up to him yet. I go to customer service at the front. And I go, hey, listen, what do I do? I spent like $900 here yesterday on supplies.
Yeah.
Or as I like to call it, a pair of sneakers for Skeery. And the guy says, well, show me the paint. And I show him the paint. It's supposed to be, I show him the color. I show him the paint. He goes, what the fuck? I go, I don't know. He goes, look, my name is blah, blah, blah. Go to the back. Tell the guy who's working back there that the game gave you the wrong paint. It's not a problem. We'll give you the right paint. And I said, but look, I said, now, you know me, Skeery. Even is not even.
So, and he's cost you time and labor.
So I say,
you paid these guys.
Are you guys going to take care of me? Because I'm paying guys at my house right now. They've been there 2 hours. By the time I get back, it'll be almost 3 hours. And they have to repaint what they already painted. He goes, don't worry. We'll make this right by you. I said, okay, all right. So I go in the back and I see the guy and I come around the turn and it's the same guy. Mm-hmm. So I said, hello. And he goes, yeah. I said, there's a problem with the paint. Now, I wasn't mad at this point. He says, oh yeah, I knew you'd be back. What?
Huh?
He says, yeah, I knew you'd be back because I knew there was something wrong with the paint. I knew there'd be a problem with the paint. I said, wait a minute. What did you know? He goes, you're making me match the paint with the cheap paint. You should have gone with the better paint. I told you to get the better paint, get the cheap paint. I said, wait a minute. First of all, you know I wanted light gray paint. You can't go off by what the phone says. I said, wait. I didn't go off what the phone says. I gave you the name of the paint and the Benjamin Moore color code. You guys always match with the color code. You said, not a problem. You told me I could use the glidden paint for $17 a gallon. You said I could do it. He goes, don't blame me. You had to leave. You left your painter there. You didn't stay. You're in a hurry. I'm going to go. And he's mocking me.
And
he's like running back and forth behind the counter, like me running to the flooring department. So I said, now, wait a minute. You're being rude to me. He goes, don't raise your voice to me. I said, that's how I speak. I'm from Brooklyn. If I was raising my voice, shit would be falling off the shelves right now. I said, I'm not mad at you. Can we just establish that? I'm not mad. I just need you to exchange the paint. You gave me black paint. I need light gray paint. Just exchange the paint. He says, I'm not exchanging the paint. It's your fault. I said, how's it my fault? I gave you. He goes, yo, give me the cheap paint. Give me the cheap paint. I said, I explained to you.
He's mocking you again? What kind of freaking worker is this? Like, what kind of, is that a manager? Is this an employee? No.
So I said, listen.
Oh, God.
I said, listen.
Oh, God.
It doesn't matter I bought the cheap paint. If you said to me, the cheap paint isn't going to cover up your black walls, right? And I had to use more paint because it's cheap. I get that. You didn't say the less expensive paint would end up black when I wanted light gray.
Ridiculous.
I don't understand what the price of the paint has to do with anything. Or the fact that I left and I can't trust you to make paint. I have to sit there and make paint. Now you're telling me you gave the paint to my guy who doesn't speak English enough to have a conversation with you?
Terrible.
About the paint? He doesn't know what color paint I want. You know what color paint I want. He says, well, I got the cheap paint. I go, again, what is the fucking, I said, you know what? I wasn't mad at you when I walked up here, but now I'm mad. He says, you know what? I don't want to deal with you anymore. I'm going to go get a manager. I go, okay. I wasn't going to ask for a manager.
Wow, he don't know you very well, do he?
So what's scary? He asked for the manager.
He called the manager. I love it.
So I said, I just spoke to customer service at the front. They said, it's not a problem. You'll exchange the paint. He says, I'm not taking the hit on this. I'm not taking the hit. I go, you fucked up the paint.
Oh, he's going to take the hit. Oh,
he's like, stop yelling at me. Stop yelling at me. I'm not. I go, sir, I'm not.
He's about
I'm
to
like
take
this.
A
I'm
smack.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm not yelling. I'm talking in my normal voice. This is my normal voice. I'm not yelling at you. I just want my paint. I'm not looking to get anybody in trouble. I said, mistakes happen. I'm a regular customer here. Just fix the paint. Customer service will take care of me. Just fix the paint. He goes, I'm getting a manager. I go, oh, okay. Like, I wasn't causing a scene or anything. Okay. So he goes all the way down, all the way, long hallway, all the way by the bathrooms, right? He comes back. He's got, not, doesn't have a manager. He comes almost back to me. He makes a right, and he goes behind an aisle. The aisle has a split in it. And I hear him talking to somebody, and he's telling the story of me and the paint.
Right.
And he's going, oh, you want the cheap paint? Always with the cheap paint. What's the cheap paint? So I hear him. I walk over. I go, excuse me. First of all, I hear you. I'm 5 feet away around the corner. Second of all, I said, who are you talking to? Are you a manager? He said, no, I'm the paint supervisor. I said, okay. He goes, let me finish my story. I go, there's no need for you to finish the story. Because you're telling a story about how I wanted the cheapest paint for a house I'm going to sell.
Right.
It makes no sense to pay for expensive paint. Another thing. I told him, why would I want black paint? My real estate person told me to get light gray paint. He goes, well, your real estate agent's a fucking idiot. I go, what? You don't know my real estate agent. How are they a fucking idiot? Because they told me to get light colored paint. What does it have to do with you fucking up the paint?
Extremely belligerent.
So the guy says, tell the guy, he says, hold on, you wait here. He walks with me. He goes, what happened? I tell him the story. I bought the paint. I showed him the color, everything. I go, he gave me black paint. I don't want black paint. I just want paint. So he goes, well, I'll take care of you. He goes, come over here, sit on the side, sit over here on these buckets, relax. I'll take care of it. So he goes over to the guy and he goes, why can't you just make him the paint? He wants the cheapest paint. So he goes, so what? You don't make, he goes, you're not selling the paint. You're not making money. He goes, the glidden is fine. Make him the paint. So they go and they say, he comes over and goes, sir, I'll take care of the paint for you. We'll fix this. We'll figure out what the problem is. So the manager comes over to me. Very nice woman. Name is Christine. She says, I heard what happened. I'm really sorry. Come with me to customer service. I said, okay, no problem. I said, look, I hope I'm going to get my paint, but also I hope you're going to help me out here. Because I just paid a lot of money for paint, and now I'm paying these painters a lot of money to sit in my house and do nothing. And I showed her the pictures of the black walls, right? The before and after.
Right.
She's like, are you kidding me? He gave you that paint? I go, yeah. She takes me up to the register, and she refunds me $180. She goes, I'm giving you the paint for free. I'm giving you the white paint for free.
Nice.
All the supplies, good. Everything for free.
Nice.
Took it all off my bill, okay?
That's what we love.
Then they come back. They gave me the high end paint for free, matched it perfectly, and said whatever you need, you come and speak to us. I said, did you talk to that guy? She goes, yeah. She goes, I have no answers for that. I have no answers for that. I'll take it up with the general manager of the store. I said, okay. As I'm leaving, the general manager happens to be walking in for his shift. And she says, what? He goes, what's up? I got a phone call. She said, yeah, I'm going to tell you what happened because I don't want this customer to have to tell you again. He's already upset. So I'm not going to say the man's name, but fuck you, paint boy. And $180 worth of paint.
Could we call him Dutch boy?
Yeah, how about Dutch boy?
Fuck you, stick a finger in your own dike. Fuck you, Dutch boy.
You imagine that? He fucks up the paint. So then the next day I have to come back for more things, right? Because I'm fixing up the house. And there's a rack. There's a little discount rack. And my 5 gallons of blackish gray paint are now marked down to $5.99 a gallon.
I love it.
On the thing. And all the guys were like, who helped me the day before, were like, oh, hey, Mr. Brody, how's it going? Hey, David, how's it going? Did you get everything you need? Get everything you need? Like, whatever you need to help me find anything. Couldn't have been any nicer. Any nicer. But they had to bring other people over to make my paint because douchebag couldn't make my paint. And then is upset with me because I bought the cheapest paint. Having nothing to do with who I am or
yeah, no,
the fact that I'm frugal.
No, well, listen,
or whatever.
That's all right. Listen.
Okay.
So, I'm on your side on this one.
Yeah. So there you go. So then the next day, I get a coupon in the mail from this home improvement store, $75 off your purchase. So I go back, they do my adjustment. Now I've got $255 off of what I bought. So it's all good. But you imagine that? The guy's mocking me and telling me it's my fault. He fucked up the paint. Well, you know what they found out? They took 2 days to figure it out what he did. He not only put in the wrong color code, he used the wrong base. You're supposed to use a white base one and put the other colors in. He used like white base four, which is like
he fucked it up from the word go. It was never
fucked up by using the wrong paint. So fuck him. Fuck what, Dutch boy? Fuck you, Dutch boy. Add that to the list of fuck yous.
All right.
Leave us a call back. How did they fuck up your paint? No, don't add that.
If you, and leave us a talk back on this entire episode, and we'll get to you on, we'll play it on Slice Time on the next episode.
But imagine that. He called the manager on me.
I love
that. How about that? That's a first.
He thought he was going to get the upper hand.
He was like, I'm going to get the manager. They're going to take care of your ass.
They don't know you.
You wait till I get the manager.
You know. They don't know that you're from Brooklyn.
Oh, you fucked that up so badly.
Brooklyn. The boys from Brooklyn. Brooklyn. The boys from Brooklyn.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug
all
needed.
Right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.